Hello, I'm Tony Bass, and welcome to today's special edition of the Super Lawn Toolkit, where we introduce you to a case study lawn and landscape contractor. You know, here at the Super Lawn Toolkit, this is where growth-minded lawn and landscape contractors gain instant access to insider information, cutting-edge tactics for revenue growth, and breakthrough methods for fat, juicy landscaping profits. And we recommend you use this wealth-building information for yourself. Then, if you feel appropriate, share it with a forward-thinking landscaper on the road to becoming a huge success in landscape contracting. Here's today's topic. It's the law. If the lawn maintenance contractor is fed up with high gas prices, now there's something you can do about it. You see, Horde Landscapes in Campbellsville, Kentucky, has taken a bold step in how it provides lawn and landscape services. Scott Horde, the founder, made a significant investment in cutting-edge technology well ahead of others. He has removed gas-powered tools from his high-end lawn maintenance crew and replaced them with lithium battery-powered tools. Now, Scott's crew typically carries two backpack blowers, two string trimmers, a hedge trimmer, a pole pruner, a 21-inch push mower, and a chainsaw on this three-person lawn maintenance crew. The guys are well-equipped and ready to take on almost any landscape maintenance job. The three men assigned to this crew typically clock 1,800 man-hours each person per year, or a total of 5,400 man-hours per year. Now, up to 50% of the total clock hours, or 2,700 hours, are spent operating the portfolio of gas-powered tools. And every minute those tools are operating, they're burning fuel. How much fuel? Well, let's look carefully at your cost of gasoline plus oil. Here's how the gallons of fuel add up and precious dollars are drained from most lawn business owners' checking accounts. We recommend you monitor your own fuel consumption while operating two-cycle fuel, that's gas and oil mixed, and see how you compare. You might want to take some notes. Here's example number one. A gas-powered backpack blower used to clean debris in the landscape will burn approximately 3/4 a gallon of gasoline per hour of operation. And just one backpack blower on a lawn service crew can easily operate 500 hours per year. So here's the math. 500 operating hours times 3/4 a gallon an hour of fuel consumption equals 375 gallons of gasoline used per year. And 375 gallons of gasoline at $3 a gallon is a wallet-busting $1,125 per year in fuel cost. Keep that in mind for a moment as we move to example number two. The commercial string trimmer burns 1/4 gallon of gasoline oil mixture per hour of operation. You operate the string trimmer 500 hours a year. You burn another 125 gallons of fuel, shrinking your wallet $375 per year in gasoline if it's just $3 a gallon. Now, if you're using non-ethanol fuel as we record this, you're likely spending more than $3 per gallon with your oil mix as I write this record this message. So keep that in mind, and here's example number three. The 21-inch push mower typically burns 1/2 gallon of gasoline per hour of operation. And if you operate that gas-powered mower for just 100 hours a year, you'll burn another 50 gallons of gasoline, shrinking your wallet $150 a year, again, if the gasoline is just $3 a gallon. So let's just add up the fuel use from these three tools with a very modest amount of operating hours over a year. One backpack blower at 375 gallons a year, plus one string trimmer at 125 gallons of gasoline per year, plus one 21-inch push mower at 50 gallons of gasoline per year, equals 550 gallons of gasoline. Now, most of the company data we've looked at show us fuel usage can be higher. But consider this. Reduce your gasoline usage by just 550 gallons per year while gas is at $3 a gallon, and you take $1,650 out of the oil company's pockets and you put it in your own pocket or your own checking account. Does this sound like fun? Well, unfortunately, making changes in long-standing habits is very hard. So contractors ask the next question. What about the cost to charge batteries when Mr. Horde switched his company? Well, the cost to charge batteries question always comes up, and I'm about to explain it to you in detail, but first, a little background. Most of us use a lithium battery-powered cell phone on a daily basis, and we all understand that we must find a 120-volt power outlet, plug in our phone charger, and then connect our phone to recharge the battery. It's now part of our everyday life. So it's funny to me. I've never asked the lady at the Verizon store how much electricity my cell phone will use. I just use the phone until the battery dies, then I plug it up and recharge it. And in most cases, I plug my phone up at night, and the next day it's fully charged and ready to work again. Pretty simple process. Now, a lithium-ion battery used to power lawn equipment works the same way as your cell phone battery. You plug the charger into a 120-volt outlet, you insert the battery, and you give it 40 to 75 minutes, depending on the size of the battery, and voila, the battery is fully charged and ready to go again. Now, be careful. There's technical terms and breakthrough information that follows, but I've got to give it to you to clearly answer the question, what about the cost to charge batteries? Okay? So one word of caution. I'll be forced to use a few electrical terms that might not be part of your everyday vocabulary as I answer your question regarding the cost to recharge batteries. So hang in there. This is not any more complicated than plugging in your cell phone, but let's go with example number one, the battery charge cost. We tested the Greenworks commercial 82-volt string trimmer with a 2.5-amp-hour battery. The trimmer operated for 45 minutes at full speed until the battery went dead. We plugged the rapid charger into a 120-volt outlet, just like your cell phone charger. We installed the dead battery into the rapid charger. About 45 minutes later, the battery was fully charged. Now, how much electricity did we have to buy? Now, the national average for cost of electricity is 11 cents per kilowatt hour. So here's the math. We have a 2.5-amp-hour battery at 82 volts. That, the math says that we have to have 205 watt hours to replenish. And we take our 205 watt hours, we divide it by 1,000 watts in a kilowatt, and that gives us 0.205 kilowatts to recharge the battery times 11 cents per kilowatt hour, which means we spent 0.0225. That's 2.25 cents to recharge the battery. So let's just round this up to a nice even 3 pennies for 45 minutes of runtime, or 4 cents per hour to run the battery powered string trimmer. If you operate the battery-powered string trimmer 500 hours, just like in our gas-powered example, the electricity bill would be 500 hours times 4 cents per hour, or just $20 per year. Now, compare $20 per year to $375 per year at gasoline when it's $3 a gallon, and that's a savings of $355 per year compared to gasoline power. Did I mention that electricity is way, way, way less money than gasoline? Well, I hope that you understand that concept now. Let me give you another battery charge cost example. We'll call this example number two. We tested the Greenworks commercial 82-volt 21-inch push mower with a 5-amp-hour battery mowing in wet bahia grass that was over 4 inches tall. Now, we mowed it down to 2.5 inches high in one pass. In other words, we put this mower through a serious test. The mower operated for 42 continuous minutes. The grass was so thick that the mower was automatically kicking into turbo mode. This means we had it under a serious load, and here's the math. The 5-amp-hour battery at 82 volts needs 410 watt-hours to recharge. We divide 410 watt-hours by 1,000 watts to generate, we need 0.41 kilowatts to recharge that 5-amp-hour battery. And if electricity is 11 cents per kilowatt hour, that means we spent 0.04, 0.0451 cents to recharge the battery. Now let's just round this up to 5 cents to recharge the battery for 45 minutes. Or if we convert that to hours, it would be 7 cents per hour to run the push mower. So if you operate the push mower 100 hours a year, like we did in our previous example, the electricity bill will be 100 hours times 7 cents per hour equals $7 per year. Now compare $7 a year to $150 per year for gasoline at $3 a gallon. And that's a savings of $143 a year compared to the gasoline-powered 21-inch push mower. Did I mention that electricity is way less than gasoline? Now, I have to provide a couple of footnotes here. Look at your most recent electricity bill. You may be paying a little more or a little less than 11 cents per kilowatt hour. But just in case you don't trust my math, do your own fact check. You'll be able to verify every number that I've shared. And if you don't follow my math regarding power usage, share this report with your favorite electrical engineer. See if they are able to discredit or confirm my math. That's right. I am challenging you. Do your own research and see if you come to the same conclusions I have. Now, I want you to know, there are two sources for electrical power, but there's only one conclusion. Next, I can share data with you all day long. But until you put battery-powered equipment in your own hands and test it yourself, you'll likely be a skeptic. You'll be caught in the trap of, "We've always done it this way, club," and cling to your gas habit with ignorance as your guide, and that's not good. Battery-powered equipment will change the way you operate your lawn service business. The economics of the matter cannot be ignored. And the contractors who choose to be the early adopters of battery-powered lawn equipment will stuff larger profits into their pockets, or they will have the ability to lower their prices and gain market share as they kick the gasoline habit. Either way, early adopters have an advantage. And the data I've shared above regarding the cost to charge batteries, assume you will be charging all of your batteries using grid power, you know, from your electric provider. And grid power is simply the electricity that you buy from your local electric utility. However, a handful of lawn and landscape contractors are discovering that electricity can be free. That's F-R-E-E. You see, solar power gives you the advantage to lower your fuel costs to zero. That's not a secret. You already know about solar power. You heard of it. But as I write this case study, only a small number of contractors are cashing in on this emerging technology. Scott Hoard of Hoard Landscape is one of the brave early adopters. I have other stories of other companies who are bold enough, courageous enough to do the same, and I'll share them with you in the future. But if you'd like to continue your research on the topics of battery-powered lawn equipment and the transition to solar-powered charging on the go, then visit SolarLawnTruck.com. Again, that's solarlawntruck.com. And make sure that you subscribe to our updates while you're on this site. This way, you'll be the first to know when breakthrough ideas, new technology, and contractor success stories are released. And we'll continue the case study with Scott Hoard and provide updates over time. We'll also introduce you to other leading lawn and landscape business owners who have the courage to become early adopters of this new and exciting disruptive technology. You'll get to see videos, watch interviews, and discover how contractors break old habits and profit from new technology. Final thought. We welcome your comments on this subject. So get in touch with us here. Give us a call at 866-923-0027. Again, 866-923-0027. Or just send us an email over to Tony, T-O-N-Y, at superlawntrucks.com. Tony at superlawntrucks.com. I'm the founder at Super Lawn Trucks, the inventor of the Super Lawn Truck system, and we've been operating this company since 1998. We have clients operating our trucks and our equipment that we manufacture in 46 states and parts of Canada as we record today's message. And we'd love to get to know you and find out if you are going to be disrupted or if you're going to be the disruptor. So we look forward to hearing from you really soon. Bye-bye. Tony Bass, thanks for joining me.